Welcome to Follow Your Kind podcast, a show where we explore the meaning of kindness and how we can express it in our daily lives. My name is Christina and I'm your host. Okay, perfect. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Follow Your Kind podcast, where I interview in season one my Atlanta heroes, the local heroes who are doing amazing things and inspiring community to be their better version of selves. And today I have Alexa with November Project. And I've heard about November Project first time from the Rich Rolls podcast, and I was really excited when I finally saw that there was an Atlanta chapter created here. So I cannot be more excited to have you on the show today, Alexa, and to tell the story of November Project, your story, the story of November Project Atlanta specifically, and to see how we can spread the message to more of the local communities here. So hi, Alexa.
Hey, I'm so excited to be on here, and you know, I'm glad you've experienced the workout, first off, so that's always exciting because, you know, I feel like you really have to experience it to know what we are. And you know, I don't know, maybe you've just been to the one, right?
Yes. So, well, first of all, I want to say thank you for encouraging me to come to the workout before letting me interview you guys. Mm-hmm. I connected with Alexa on Instagram at, what is it, Atlanta November Project?
Or November Project ATL.
Okay, here it is, November Project ATL. So I reached out to her because I wanted to interview them for the podcast show. I had an idea before that a while ago. And in all honesty, I was trying to make it to the one of the workouts for like a few months, but it didn't work out for me time-wise, and maybe I didn't have an extra push to do that. But then when you were like, no, you probably should come experience workout before interviewing us for it, I just really appreciate it. I think that's a great idea to do so, and I did. I had a friend who came with me as well, and I absolutely loved it. It was everything that I expected and more.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Like, one of the things that Christian, who's my co-leader, and I really want to make sure of is that when people experience the workout, like, they leave feeling more positive and almost like a better person. And, you know, for me, when I, every Wednesday and Friday, when I finish the workouts and I go into work, I am just on this sort of high, this November Project high. And you'll talk to like the leaders and even tribe members, like we're all called tribes.
It's
very cult-like, but awesome. But I go into work and I'm just so vibrant and everyone's like, what is wrong with you? Why? And I just say, you know, it's free fitness. You can't. And now in the summer, as our numbers are really growing and I'm seeing so many new faces out there, it's making me just so much more excited. You know, when people talk about what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm passionate about, like, a lot of, like, issues that I feel like could perhaps, like, affect other people. But fitness is something that I'm very passionate about and that I do believe everyone should be able to do. And that's what November Project does, is, like, we're trying to be as open and accessible to the community as possible. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm very passionate about like leading it and doing as much as Christian and I as we can in Atlanta to really get people to know about it.
Okay, so let's take it back for a second and let's explain to people. So what is November Project?
Yes. So a lot of people wonder that, especially with the name November. Mm-hmm. So November Project started in Boston in November in 2011. It was just two guys who were the founders, Brogan and Boyan. They were former college rowers. And they were like, let's just keep in shape throughout the month of November in Boston. And let's see what happens. Like, we'll wake up at 6 a.m. every day. We'll just do these like short workouts. Let's see what happens. They name their Google Doc the November Project. That's how the name started. They go through November. It's December. They're like, let's keep doing it. This is awesome. December goes through, January, February. Then they said, well, maybe let's try and use social media to get the word out. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone else will join us. And so then it started to grow. Like, well, at first in Boston, it took a while for, like, even one person to go. But then it was, like, one person came, and then a few people. And then now in Boston, there's more than 1,000 people at a Wednesday stadium workout.
That is just amazing. Their Instagram is on fire.
Yes, yes, definitely. I mean, they're, like, there's, like, November Project Corporate, as we call it. That's Brogan, Boyan, and then Laura. Those are the three people that do November Project full time, and they're working. We have a partnership with the North Face, so they, and the North Face makes a lot happen. I can go into that later, but yeah, like since they started, we are now in, as of like a few weeks ago, 49 cities around the world, not just here in America, but we've got Hong Kong, Malaysia, we have London, we have Iceland, and then you know, LA, West LA. No, not Ukraine.
We need to spread the word.
There's one in Serbia because Boyan is Serbian. So,
That's right. I remember hearing that. I'm gonna help spread the word to Ukraine as well. Ukrainians, my dear Ukrainians and Russians, please start one. Is there one in Russia?
No, there's not. And there's not one in Italy or France or Spain. So, you know, there's like a few key ones and, you know, random places in Europe and Asia. Like, I don't think there's any in the continent of Africa. And then there's, I don't think there's any in South America or Australia either. So we definitely have
And
part of, if you'll see on November Project's Instagram, like the whole November Project, hashtag world takeover. That's the goal. Yeah.
So tell me from the perspective of the people who come and join the tribe. So what is their experience?
Right. Yes. Yeah. So I think, the first things that you need to know before you come to November Project, number one, there's not much to know. Our main thing is just show up. So, but in coming to November Project, it is always free 100% of the time. Even like the events that we put on, like not on Wednesday and Friday, we try and make them free and we rely on local partnerships or like the North Face to make those events free. It's always free. It's all about community. So when you come, if you're comfortable with it, we want to give you a hug when you arrive. Like we really want to connect with people because I feel like, you know, today, especially how I think we talked before the podcast about technology and how, you know, it's easy for you to just sit on your phone and not interact. Like you go to the gym, you're listening to a podcast or music, and you're just zoned out. Well, at November Project, when you come, most likely there's going to be some human connection going on. In addition to you, like, meeting someone and giving them a hug at the workout, when we do the workouts, Christian and I will think of a way to incorporate partners. So maybe if we're doing a hill run, you're running up and down the hill, but you got to grab a partner at the top of the hill and you've got to do like high five push-ups, like do a push-up, high five someone, or you're doing like a sit-up and high-fiving someone. Or we'll do things like circuit workouts where maybe you'll be in a team or at least you're moving with a group of people. And again, it's all about, we want that connection. And then I think the main thing is having fun. Another thing that we call November Project is adult recess. So not just it being like fun and recess, you know, carefree, but also challenging. So it's any level can come. We have people who like were runners in college or like, you know, who are very competitive trail runners or who used to play soccer. And then we have people who are just getting back into fitness and like, you know, maybe their goal is to lose weight. Maybe their goal is I just moved to the city and I don't really like running, but I'm going to try. Like we have all those levels up from, you know, millennials to people in their like, you know, 60s and beyond. We had a lady last week who someone recruited and she was in her 60s and she came out and she just hiked up and down the hill. Like she couldn't do push-ups and we were like, that's fine. So you come and we modify for you. So we're trying to eliminate as many barriers as possible.
Yeah.
So
again, that's really awesome. I can definitely say from my experience. So first of all, we showed up on a Wednesday and it was raining. So we were like, okay, well, we're into experiencing it fully because
the weatherproof element. Yep.
Yes. The weatherproof show up, just show up in any weather. Is there a slogan around it? Was it the weatherproof?
It's just, hashtag weatherproof. And it's a goal that, in November Projects, all the tribes, all 49 tribes, I think only one workout has ever been canceled. And it was actually more around safety. It was in Boston right after the marathon. And that was because they were searching for the bombers.
Right.
But Usually, like, if there's something, now we've had talks lately about, you know, living in Atlanta, we're in the south and there are bad thunderstorms, but we're trying to figure out a way, all right, if there is like a tornado coming or something like that, we'll make sure that we, like, safety will be a priority, but we'll figure out a way to work around that and still have the workout,
creative
whether
approach.
That's going in a parking garage or
yeah.
or something. We had a workout in this, those of you who live in Atlanta know the snow day when the city shut down. It was a Wednesday, and so I, like, ran through Piedmont Park, and on the Beltline was one of, like, only a few footprints in the park, and we had 13 people show up to that workout.
That is so cool.
In, like, snow, you know, it was pretty awesome.
I got stuck in my car that day, so I couldn't go anywhere at all, but it was, that's so awesome. So, yeah, so on the day that I showed up, it was raining, so we're like, okay, we're fully experiencing whatever weather, shine or rain, show up.
Yeah.
And then everybody was extremely nice. As you said, everybody gave us a hug right away. Mm-hmm. Everybody started yelling, like, newbies, we got newbies. So everybody was really excited. That felt really good. And I'm, like, pretty happy person in the mornings anyway, so, like, I was just really excited to be there and experience it. And it was definitely challenging. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a lot of really cool exercises. The exercises themselves were not very complicated in a sense, like, it didn't require any, like, specific skills to do them, but they were definitely challenging, like the reps, the amount of reps, and then of course the plank challenge at the end, which we rocked, which was awesome.
Yeah, I heard that you were top three contenders.
We were yeah, my friend who came with me, I think she was the one who won it.
That's awesome.
She was the second place, maybe. I think she won it. And, I mean, I was really sore for, like, several days afterwards. Yep. It was great.
It
was amazing. And I felt like I walked out with, like, 10-plus friends after the workout. It was amazing.
And that's the thing, definitely, I would say, is, like, that human connection of a bunch of people who started the tribe and, like, you know, they started coming last fall. Now they have a huge group of friends solely from November Project. And part of the good thing is if you move from another city, so we had someone move from New York City, they came here and they instantly knew, like, they didn't have to worry about, they asked us for recommendations on apartments. They asked us when they were moving here, like, you know, where's a good place to live and things like that. And it's just, you know, we could be tour guides or people who come to visit from one of these other cities. Usually someone is quick to offer their apartment for them to stay and making sure they can come to a workout. So, yeah.
That is amazing. That gives me goosebumps. Just having just the ability of have that community that you don't even know people, but you walk in and you know that you're connected with them through some kind of network. I just think it's so beautiful. And I cannot believe it started just, like, with two guys deciding to have a workout.
Yep.
It's amazing. Okay, so let me see if we're getting it straight. So it's currently for Atlanta, for November Project Atlanta. So they're on the regular basis, there are two workouts, Mondays and Fridays, and at 6:27 a.m.
Yes,
and I'm going to ask in a second the question about why it's 6:27. So it's 6:27 a.m. Anyone who's listening to it or not listening to it can show up to a destination where the workouts usually happen, and you can find that out from the Instagram page or Facebook page. It's pretty easy to get a hold of you
guys.
Right,
or even our website.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you just show up, as you say, hashtag just show up, and then regarding of your level of fitness, as long as you have the dedication to give it your best, you just join a free workout and gain friends and have an amazing day afterwards.
Yep, that's pretty much it. You should leave and you should feel really awesome the rest of the day. At least, I mean, that's how I feel, and I know that's how a lot of other people have felt. So
that is really cool. Okay, 6:27. Why?
Yes. So we started. Most tribes have a 6:30 workout, and all tribes around the world have a Wednesday workout. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then it depends. Other tribes will have maybe add in Friday or Wednesday. There's one of our tribe members coming in right now. Speaking of people,
fresh in the party,
knowing everything. Yeah. Yes. So ours are Wednesday and Friday, 6:27, because it originally was 6:30, but then people were showing up at 6:31, 6:32. Our bounce, which is how we start all the workouts, it's sort of this chant where it's usually call and response or something, but it's just really a way to wake you up a little bit more. Like, we'd have people showing up, and we were already on our way to the workout. So 6:27, I feel like, sticks in your mind mm-hmm. a little bit more. And people we found they actually do get there by 6:27 instead of rolling in late. I mean, we still have stragglers, but that's anytime you have any type of time commitment.
Okay, what are some of the other quirks or some cool rules or things that stand out about it? So I think 6:27 stands out for me. So no, mm-hmm. What is it? Rain or shine?
Yep, the weatherproof element.
What else?
So one of the big things and how November Project as a whole was built purely grassroots. So like no marketing materials, no marketing budget, I should say. Mm-hmm. So marketing materials, Brogan and Boyan, and then the starting out tribes really had to be creative to get it to where it is today. And one of those elements was they wanted shirts, but they didn't want to pay for them. So one day they're like, let's just make stencils and make them November Project and just tag them with spray paint. So another hashtag, we have many cult-like hashtags. It was hashtag grassroots gear. And that is, we have a specific font. It says November Project. And basically you bring a blank shirt to the workout, we'll tag it with black spray paint. And each city has their own passport, as they call it.
Oh, I love it so much.
Yes, you think of it on your own. Like, we're in charge of creating our stencils. So we have a hookup at Georgia Tech that has cutting software. But in Atlanta, it was easy for us. We'd do the peach, Georgia peach. So we have a peach and it says ATL, mm-hmm. and that's our hashtag, our passport. And if you go, like, New York City is an apple, it really depends on where they are. Like, some are landmarks, like, I think Seattle's is a space needle, and then some are maybe, something random like the state fruit or, it really varies. So, mm-hmm. so that's definitely something unique. You go to another tribe, you bring your shirt, and then you get another stencil tagged, and that's your passport to the tribes you've traveled to.
I love it. And then, to make it clear, you can't just come and get a shirt. Like, you can't just come and buy a shirt. You have to earn your paint, right? That's what they call it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, number one, we don't sell shirts. So we have people that bring random shirts they've just had in their closet. November Project is sponsored by North Face, so we always love when people bring North Face gear. But, yeah, you come to the workout, and then we'll tag your shirts afterwards. And, mm-hmm. We'll do special tags. This month, with it being June and Pride Month, we have a rainbow tag to show that, November Project is about inclusiveness. And so we have this rainbow tag that, we had, everyone brought a white shirt, and now there's probably 50 or 60 people around Atlanta with a rainbow November Project t-shirt.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I have a question, and I love that you're all about exclusivity, but something that I remember from the interview that I heard with on Rich Roll's podcast about November Project was about the concept of outside issues. So when you come to November Project, when you come to the workouts, it's mm-hmm. all about being there and being there now, and then about November Project and mm-hmm. kind of any kind of affiliations and beliefs, you kind of leave that outside.
Right.
Is that something that's still supported?
Yes. So we definitely, we want to stray away from political issues, and we're inclusive to everyone, but when you come, you aren't going to worry about having to walk on eggshells mm-hmm. because someone's strongly supporting a topic. Mm-hmm. We strongly support fitness, but the whole thing is you're checking everything at the door, coming in and just being just being free and you, and you don't have to worry about people promoting a political agenda or, everyone's just very open and friendly, I'd say. And again, not inclusive, but, we're inclusive to everyone. We're not excluding people. That's what I meant to say. So it's really about a community. Mm-hmm. And, we just don't, we just want to keep it, how you would think of when you were a kid in recess. Like, you don't have to worry about those things, and that's what we are. Like, and if you're, the same time, if you, we want to, we, like, especially with all that's going on in the world, with us connecting with our tribe members, we want to know, like, if you're having a tough day, we want to be there for you. And, like, we want to be able to talk to you and support you. And, for instance, like, when I was out for a little bit because I broke my collarbone, well, I couldn't be at the workouts. And I had two of our longtime tribe members lead it. And they did a bounce in my honor, like saying,
that's,
you know, get well.
Yeah,
that's the workout you were at. So it's things like that. Like, you know, we'll, if it's your birthday, maybe we'll think of a way to, like, incorporate your name into the bounce or something.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then is there something about, like, calling people out if they promise they're going to shout out?
Yes,
and they don't,
yes, the verbal.
That.
So one thing about November Project is I feel like, another thing that sometimes in today's day and time is there's a lot competing for our attention. And so a verbal is your way of saying, I'm going to be there. It's a commitment. And if you don't show up, we have a right to, like, give you a hard time, be like, hey, you said you were going to be there. Why weren't you there? And so that's called hashtag verbal. November Project has a page called We Missed You, and we don't show up to a workout. We can, like, post a photo that we find on your Facebook. I mean, not something that, like, you don't have publicly already available. Mm-hmm. We'll find something. We'll be like, so-and-so thought their bed was better to sleep in today than coming to the workout. And it's all in good fun.
Right.
But it's really about, and so we have people who are like, I'm never going to let you know whether or not I'm coming to a workout. And that's fine. But if you are like, I'm going to be there, and then you don't come, that's when it's, like, and also, it doesn't really apply to new people. So if it's your first time or your first few times, we give you a little bit of slack. Because mm-hmm. I know it can be intimidating coming to this new group. But after you've come a few times and you're like we had someone who posted on social media. And they were, like, drinking a bottle of wine in the photo. And they're like, see you tomorrow morning, November Project. And then they didn't come. So obviously, we were going to call them out. Yeah.
That's good for it.
Yep. But it's all in good fun. So we try, and I think the people that we call out know that. And you know, it's really sort of funny. So, or if someone hasn't come in a long time, we're like, where were you? That's, we do it too, because it's genuinely like, we missed you. We want to know, mm-hmm. we want to know where you are, and we hope you'll come back. And
yeah. That's really cool. I think another thing that stood out for me as I was kind of thinking through the concept, that if you pay for the workout, it's kind of that, like, transactional thing, right, where you give the money and then, like, you expect something back. Mm-hmm. Like, so if it's a coach or if it's a studio or something, like, you expect somebody else to make that workout good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come and it's free, it's like, it's all on you. So it is up to you to make it a good workout. Mm-hmm. It is up to you to put the best effort in. So it's almost like it's free, which is awesome, but at the same time it also promotes like self-accountability,
mm-hmm.
and self-motivation in order to make it worth it, because you're not there for somebody else to give you a service. You're
right.
There for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really cool. Okay, so tell me how this November Project in Atlanta got started, and kind of maybe intervening your story in it, and how you got to be one of the founders of the Atlanta tribe.
Definitely. Yes. So it started. So first off, when you want to start November Project, you can't just be like, I'm going to start November Project. Let me just create my Instagram and Facebook and just tell everyone. It's a pledging process, not any sort of crazy thing.
Like every good sect would have,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So they really, I mean, they want to know, are you committed? Like, November Project now, especially being with 49 cities around the world, it's really about, are you going to be committed to, are you going to be more than just running, like, you can just run a free fitness group, or you can really work to build a community and find ways to help other fitness communities. So in Atlanta, Christian heard about it in New York City. He was actually had a friend up there, and they're like, let's go to this November Project thing before the New York Marathon. He goes and sees, and I'll give you the link, but there's a video called Showing Up.
It was
a video by the North Face about, followed several different people in different tribes for November Project and how they found the tribes. And, you know, these were different people from different walks of life. So Christian really wanted to start it in Atlanta, and he realized we didn't have one. So what it involves is you have to show that you're going to build a community, and you just start creating workouts without the name November Project. Christian came up with the name Fitlanta Movement. That started in March. I had heard about November Project reading an article in Outside Magazine back when they were sort of getting started. It had to have been in 2011 or 2012. And I was like, this is so cool. And they didn't have one in Atlanta. So I was like, okay, oh well. And then my friend from college was in the tribe in Denver. And I went out to visit her. And I planned to go out and visit her around this relay race that they had that she was doing with the November Project Denver tribe. So I go out there. I find out I'm not even in the van. It was two vans, like 14 people. So I was in a van with seven people that I didn't know, but they were all November Project people. And I was this is sort of annoying. I came out to see my friend, but I, at the end of this two-day running relay, I ended up making all these great new friends. Everyone is so welcoming. I got to do a workout in Denver, and I loved it. And I talked with the leader at the time, and I said, you know, I should start this in Atlanta. And he explained, you know, it is a very rigorous process.
We have planes flying around here. By the way, we're sitting on like a beautiful
penthouse.
It's not mine. Desk.
One of our tribe members.
I love that. This is amazing. And yes, this is another really cool thing that I also think speaks volume about November Project is that when we spoke earlier today, making arrangements for the podcast, that we're going to meet in the park in the middle of summer in Atlanta.
Yep.
But you were like, maybe we should get some AC. And yes, you were like immediately able to arrange this beautiful view. We're sitting on this amazing patio overlooking the skyline of Atlanta.
Yes, it is. I wish I lived here, but...
Me too.
One of our tribe members does, so we'll take it. Yep.
Join the tribe, guys.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, that was my exposure to November Project. Now we fast forward to 2017. I had just finished training for a big trail race. I was hanging out with some friends and I was like, well, I love morning workouts. I just feel like there's not much in the city. And one of the Fitlanta tribe members at the time who I had just met that day was like, oh, there's this group called Fitlanta. And he's like, you should check them out. And then someone else mentioned, I think they're pledging to become November Project. And I was like, yes, this is awesome. So I started coming in mid-June or mid-May. And then
Wait,
at the time,
was
this was last year. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So June, May 2017.
Yeah, May 2017 is when Christian started it. It was Christian. He had a coworker of his, Palmer, who was helping him out with building it. Palmer was there at the start. And there had been this guy, Jamie, who started coming. And Jamie started creating all the workouts. Jamie's a photographer. He was shooting photos and everything. And so I asked Christian one day, hey, if you ever need a female leader, you know, let me know. I would love to be a part of it. And at that time, Christian had told me he had sort of been thinking, There's a lot of, our group is predominantly females. Now it's evening out, but when it first started, it was a lot of females, like 75, 80% females. And Christian's like, oh, I really need a female to sort of be a role model to everyone. And then I came along and wanted to get involved. And I have a background in public relations, marketing, and social media. So it worked out great. I was like, I can help with the social media. Like, I love marketing. And at the time, you know, like, I wasn't as passionate about my job, so this was awesome. So then that's how I started. Our friend Jamie moved away. He got a job in Portland, so he moved away in December. And so then it became Christian and I in October. So Christian and I started talking with Brogan, who is one of the co-founders, and he pushed us a lot about, like, hey, you guys are doing great, but let's see, like, have you thought about doing this? And he was watching us. The whole three corporate members of November Project watched us. And then in mid-October, October 18th, I believe is the date, we officially became November Project. Brogan flew.
Wait, today is what? Today is June 18th.
Oh, wow. Or June 16th. So we're close, yeah. So we're about at...
Wait, October 18th. Oh, I thought you meant the year. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting confused right now. So October 18th of 2017. Okay, got it. Sorry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then now, and so Brogan flew down. He presents us with our grassroots stencils, our first set of stencils.
Oh, that is
another
amazing
thing that's very November project is we have a oar. It's, well, being Brogan and Boyan, we're rowers. It's a piece of an oar, and it's called the Positivity Award. Every tribe has one. So we were presented with the Positivity Award when we became officially a November Project. It has the November Project's, like, engraving on it, and, like, Atlanta as a city, and the number that we are. And so, actually, that's an important part of November Project, too. Every tribe, it's something very special. And it's about how, you know, as rowers, if one person from your rowing team is missing, they can't row. Because that it just makes everything in balance. So the Positivity Award, as tribe leaders, Christian and I think of someone that we can really give it to that has really been a positive influence in the November Project community. And so we give it out maybe every few months. Every tribe is different. We recently gave ours out to someone. And we're just always looking out for really, you know, someone that's making a big difference, and not just in November Project community, but maybe helping to spread that word in their own life or making changes in their own life.
That is really cool. So what is it? So you give the award to somebody and then, like, you give it to somebody else, right? So mm-hmm. but
they
same
hold on to it for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I'm just making sure I'm
understanding. Mm-hmm. And right. Then it's the same one, yes. So it's a pretty heavy oar. It's not a whole oar. It's like it's this length of, I don't know, a small bat. I'm bad at thinking of the scale of it, but it's not super big.
No, yeah. I think I've seen pictures
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, you can carry really it around cool. and like Stein, who has ours right now, carries it on the belt line all day and, like, you know, finds ways to incorporate it into his Instagram stories and his photos. So.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so from the perspective of marketing, what are some of the ways that you market?
Yes. So as I mentioned earlier, no budget. So we here in Atlanta rely a lot on social media and word of mouth. So myself and Christian, mainly I'll say me because I love doing social media. All our events are posted on Facebook, and then we post on Instagram and Facebook about 5 or 6 times a week about our upcoming workouts. You can definitely guarantee the day before Wednesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, very heavy posting. Another big thing is we take photos at all our workouts. So,
oh yes, you do.
Yes. It's a pretty big deal. And it's usually not a cell phone. It's a nice camera. Mm-hmm. And then after the workout by 10 a.m., we have an album of photos. And the thing is, tribe members can take those. They can post them on their page. We use them in our marketing. And
where does it go?
It goes on the Facebook album.
Facebook, okay.
Yes. And then at the workouts, we'll do Instagram stories. And then, you know, we're posting some of those photos from the workout on Instagram and Facebook throughout the day. We also, like, we sometimes will volunteer. We volunteered for something and we were able to get some cash to where we bought a banner. So now we've got a banner that we'll, like, have around. And then really the big thing is our tribe members talking positively about it and getting their friends to come. And so we'll do recruiting contests. Mm-hmm. Right now we've got one in June. The winner, whoever recruits the most newbies, as we call them, at the end of June, they'll get some North Face gear. So
that's
we try
really
and incentivize
cool.
our members too. And we really hope. For me, I know me personally, I'm like a broken record. I have tried to recruit Lyft drivers at my work. I try to recruit people to where I'm a broken record. And now I've gotten to the point where I have to remember I should wait at least 5 minutes of talking to someone new, like just in a random place, before I'm like, hey, do you like to work out early in the morning? How about November Project? My boyfriend is like very embarrassed sometimes. In a good, I mean, he knows. He's just like, you've got to chill it. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, but he knows it's really important to me. And I think, like, you know, we'll go out on the belt line, Christian and I, or, like, you know, some Christian, some tribe members will go and just pass out flyers. We'll chalk the belt line. We really think of anything that is free and is a way to, like, for people to be like, what is that? And then maybe they look it up and they see, whoa, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Why is it so important to you?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it's sort of funny. I don't know. For me, fitness is just so important. It's a huge part of my life because I just live off endorphins, and I really love being physically fit and healthy. And I think just being, I think, with November Project being free and it being really a way that as long as you can get to us and you can wake up early, I think that it really does, like, fitness and community together has the power to change lives. And we've already heard from members that, like, their lives have been changed, maybe something emotionally they've been going through, they've been able to get through it with us. Physically wise, people who are just runners have gotten PRs, like personal records, fast times, because they've started varying their routine. And I think it's something about having that commitment of every, you know, it's something part of your, that becomes part of your routine. So, yeah, for me, I just want to reach, and I know Christian feels the same, we want to reach as many people as possible. And for us, we can't really put a price on the feeling that we have. Like, we volunteer to be leaders. We're not personal trainers. We're not paid to do this. We do it because, yeah, it fills something in our soul to really, you know, be a free fitness movement.
That's really cool. It's so powerful. Are there any stories specifically that stand out, some of the stories of your tribe members, some transformations, or how November Project impacted them in some times of their lives?
Definitely. So talking back, and I feel like our Positivity Award winner, Stein, who is quite the character, and I didn't know him, and obviously until November Project.
I remember yes. Him from the workout. Oh yes, he's definitely the character.
Yes, but he used to be pretty shy and reserved.
Are you serious?
Yes, and actually, and we've got a blog post on this that I can give you that link to. He struggles with depression. He shared his story. He won the Positivity Award last Friday. And so it's, you know, June 16th, last Friday. There was a lot that happened in the world with Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade passing away due to depression, and they committed suicide. And we didn't know this prior to thinking, like, we wanted Stein to be a Positivity Award winner because he has, you know, he's had a transformation. He's so positive. He will go out with Christian and they'll, like, pass out flyers on the Beltline. He now has a series of Instagram stories. He is amazing. And he shared his story about how he started coming and just didn't really, you know, he at the time he was sort of, you know, he was depressed. And I can't really tell his story in a way that he can. But he said, with coming to November Project, it turned him around. He became involved in fitness. He's become, like, positive and outgoing. And his sister, Coco, who's also very involved in the tribe, says, like, he's back to his old self. And, you know, both of them, I'd say, are, you know, they have been really committed and dedicated. Coco is someone who has PR'd at, like, several half marathons since she started coming. So.
Wow. Great. Now we have ambulance around here. I think this is, I mean, this is so beautiful because I think isolation is the root of so, so, so many problems today. Mm-hmm. And addiction and depression and just so, so much disease and unhappiness that happens in the world. And I truly believe it's due to isolation. And it's like the antidote to that is connection and not the superficial, you know, fake kind of technological connection. Not to take away from that, there still can be some meaning to it, but I definitely think that the true human in-person connection, there's just something so, so special and so miraculous about it. And it's just really cool that there's this thing, November Project, that's the sole purpose of it is to promote that in a healthy way.
Definitely.
That's really beautiful. What was some of the biggest turnouts that you had?
Yes, so Global Running Day, which was June 6th, we had 175 people.
Oh, my God.
Now, we changed our workout location. We partnered with Big Peach Running, who's a local running store here in Atlanta, and Atlanta Track Club was huge. And really, we wouldn't have been able to have that big a turnout without either of those partners. Back on My Feet Atlanta came on behalf of Atlanta Track Club. And then since then, even though it's only been a few weeks, we had 80 something at stadiums on Friday. Our goal, Christian especially, has been wanting to hit 100 since last year. I have too. I feel like Christian's the one that's always saying it. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess I haven't been as vocal about it. So we really, our goal since, like, but when we were Fitlanta, we were like, we have to hit 100. And I think it's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Like, it has to.
Yes. I feel like there's just, all these good things in the universe are happening right now. So that's our goal for one of our specific workouts, to hit 100. And then Christian said if we hit 200, he'll get a tattoo.
I was about to ask that. I thought it was 300, but I guess
I think he said 200, and I will watch him and I'll take a photo of that, and it'll be awesome. I don't know. But I love November Project, but I'm terrified of getting a tattoo. That's my own personal insecurity, I guess. But yes.
Do you have any big events coming up?
Yes, we do. I wasn't sure. Got another ambulance going by. Living in Midtown, that's what we get. So yes, we have, June is a huge month. I will send you a blog post of everything happening in June.
Okay.
But we have next week on Thursday, we have a sock puppet making party because...
And that is June 21st. Thursday, June 21st.
Yes, I guess so. Okay, yep, summer solstice. I'm going to get my calendar out. So June 21st. So another thing is every November Project tribe in... and we're doing it in June of this year, is doing yearbook photos. And that's how we take a photo of everyone that's part of the tribe, if they want it, and similar to how you did a high school yearbook photo, and everyone has themes. Our theme for Atlanta's first year, a few tribe members thought of doing sock puppets. And we're like, that's so random, let's do it. So we're having a sock puppet making party next week for the yearbook photos, which will be taken on PR Day. PR Day is our consistent workout the last Wednesday of every month. We do PR Day, and we'll right before and during the workout, we'll be doing portrait photos of all the tribe members that want it with a sock puppet.
I love it. Yeah. Where did the sock puppet idea come from? Isn't there a sock puppetry theater or something?
There's a Center for Puppetry Arts. I'm not sure if that's where it came. I'm not sure how they thought of it, but it is definitely something like a lot of, you know, you look at some of the other tribes, they'll do, oh, let's do cowboy theme, or let's do welcome to the jungle. Ours is very unique, we think. We're really excited about it.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's June 21st. The 23rd, next Saturday, well, actually, the 22nd, our Friday workouts, which our workouts vary. Every Wednesday is in the same location. It's always on the North Avenue Bridge on the Beltline. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a link to that. If you search and Google November Project Atlanta, that'll come up in Google Maps.
Okay, cool.
But then that's every Wednesday, except this coming Wednesday, the 20th, we're going to be meeting at Orpheus Brewing and running hills on Hillpine. It's a very steep hill because Peachtree Road Race is just a few weeks away. So that's different. And then, like I mentioned, we've got sock puppet making party. On Friday, we have a live DJ who's going to be spinning at the stadium. So every first and third Friday, we're in Piedmont Park. We have a partnership specifically with Piedmont Park Conservancy, and they've been very great in allowing us to, like, hold workouts there. Every second and fourth Friday, we host workouts at Grady High School at the stadium. It's open during the summer. We've talked with the athletic director. So one of Christian's friends, the DJ, Rob Session, ATL, he's going to be spinning for next Friday.
That is so cool.
That'll be really cool.
How awesome is that? You go to work out on Friday
and you have a DJ at 6:27 in the morning. I'm like, this is so cool. Why would you not want to come and check it out? But again, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. So then the 23rd, so Saturday, we're having this epic event. It's called the Bike, Hike, Run,
I saw
and
that
Paddle.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so we're partnering with Big Peach and Mountain High Outfitters. We have a group of people leaving Atlanta to cycle out to Stone Mountain. And then a group of us, or you don't have to do that, but you can bike out to Stone Mountain. It's 20 miles out. Or you can meet there. You can run a loop around the mountain. It's a 5-mile trail run. You can hike up and down, which is 2 miles total, hiking up and down Stone Mountain. And we have stand-up paddleboard rentals going on from like 11 to 2:45 that day. So you can do all of it. You can do one part of it. It's really just a way to welcome summer. And like with summer solstice being that Thursday, just being a chance to like get everyone out doing something on a weekend, not at 6:27. And
oh my God, this is amazing.
Yes.
And that
really
is next
cool.
Saturday.
Yes. Yep. June 23rd.
Stone Mountain is my favorite place in Atlanta.
Yeah, come out. It's totally free too. Even the paddleboard things, you just have to sign up for the paddleboard. And then we've got a Facebook event, and then Big Peach also has a little sign up page. So we, you know, everything is free. It'll be a great, fun.
That sounds amazing.
Fun afternoon of activities. Yes.
Absolutely. What time it starts? It's in the afternoon.
So the cyclists are leaving here at 8:30, but everyone else is going to meet at Stone Mountain between 10:30, and that's when the run starts. And then from there, it sort of goes on throughout the day.
Perfect.
Yes.
This is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. Okay, so I have a few closing questions that I'll ask you, but before that, is there anything else that you want to share about the November Project, Atlanta, or global?
No, I mean, I think we've covered a lot, and, you know, I'd just say we're constantly adding events. We'll be cheering, and we have a group racing and then a group cheering in the Peachtree Road Race. So we'll be out at Colony Square. They're partnering with us to let us have a cheer station right there, which is right by the end of the course. So
that's
we'll be
so
out there
cool.
with crazy signs. We try and just have a really big hype crew. If you're not running, then you're out there supporting everyone who's running.
That's amazing. What was your favorite workout in November Project so far?
Oh, yeah. For me, I really like PR Day. I think it's consistent. You know what to expect every time. So it's... we do it at Old Fourth Ward Conservancy Park, which is a little amphitheater. It's got the pond, and it's a loop. You do a loop, and on the loop, you start with 10 burpees, then you run over and you do 10 leg lifts. It's like an ab exercise. You run up some stairs, you go and do 10 squats. Then you run downstairs, you run, then you run back upstairs, then you run downstairs, and then you repeat it. And that's like, it's called PR Day because your goal is, you know, it's the same workout every time. Same amount of time, so you're just trying to get faster and faster, like push your limits. That's my favorite one.
I love it. Now it makes sense why it's called mm-hmm. a PR day.
Yep.
That's really cool. What would you say to somebody who's listening to this and they're like kind of in doubt, they think it's a little bit interesting, but then they're also, you know, kind of like where I was, they don't have the necessary push to just step over the line and make it to the actual workout?
Right.
What would you say to them?
I'd say, again, you should just really show up. And it is nerve-wracking. You come and it seems like everyone knows each other. But the thing is, they really don't. I mean, the past 3 weeks, we've had up to like 13 new people in a workout. Some people come alone, some bring a friend. And if you are like a little unsure, message us on Facebook or Instagram. That's what mm-hmm. you did. And Christian or I are like the only ones that are on there. And we'll be sure to really help you. Like if you're concerned about, oh, you know, I have an injury, like there's no way I can do a push-up. We can really help you out. But I'd really say whatever you're like, we're really honest about whatever your fitness level is. We'll make sure that we can help you. And like, if you don't know what a burpee is, that's okay. We can show you what it is, and we can show you proper form and how to do it. And everyone else is, you know, it's not just me and Christian. There's so many other people there that will be very welcoming and just encourage you. You can find someone at any level. Like, so, you know, if you're like a really intense athlete and you're like, psh, I don't know, like working out with people is not my thing. I only do like track workouts alone. I guarantee you, like if you do the workout, you can push yourself hard and like, you will be dead after it. Like, you know,
yes,
it can only, as long as you're doing proper form, you're not going to hurt yourself. And I know proper form is a big thing, but we really, you know, we try our best to explain and demonstrate what that looks like. But then it's sort of on your own to mm-hmm. keep holding to it.
Do you have a dream recruiter in terms of, is there somebody like a celebrity or maybe somebody in Atlanta, local or not local, who you are like, I just wish they would make it to at least one.
Yes, that's a great question. I know in several cities they've had their mayors come out. So we realized, Christian actually realized, Keisha Lance Bottoms, who's our mayor now, is a runner. And so he's been like tagging her in all our stuff. She hasn't come out yet, but we'd love to get the mayor. We think that, like, you know, they're so passionate about the city that we'd love them mm-hmm. to see what we're doing.
That makes sense.
Atlanta United, I think that's like the sport team here in Atlanta right now. And a few, again, other tribes have had different professional sports teams or players come, and we would love to get Atlanta United in, and we'd love to get in a big stadium, like whether it's Mercedes-Benz or like get into Georgia Tech and do stadiums there or something. Like, Grady is great, but something really big, like how Boston does Harvard Stadium, just totally make that element over the roof. So that's not a celebrity, but that's like a dream destination we'd love to be in.
No, absolutely. That's mm-hmm. awesome. That sounds great. What is the vision? How big do you want to go? How big do you think you can go? And kind of if you have some mm-hmm. goals around that.
You know, I say YOLO, like, let's make it as big as it can. I definitely think Atlanta has potential. Brogan, when he, like, when it was bringing us on, he's like, I really want you guys to be big. And, you know, I think we wanted to be bigger when we were first officially called November Project. But I think it's getting there. And, like, more and more people from different communities, different parts of Atlanta are really spreading the word. So for me and Christian, I think, you know, I want to see him get that tattoo. So we've got to hit 200 plus, but the more the merrier. And, you know, then I think it'll be about Christian and I learning really how to deal with space and those crowds and, you know, noise. We've definitely had some noise violations because some people don't like when you're excited and you're cheering at 6:27 in the morning.
But oh, please.
Yeah.
People, get over yourselves.
Yes, yes. I understand, especially if you work a night job, and we're trying to get better at that.
Okay, are there any people who inspire you in any way, dead or alive, local or not?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll stick with the November Project theme. Definitely, I think Christian and I would agree that we both think Brogan and Boyan and Laura inspire us in different ways as the people that started this movement and now being responsible for 49 tribes. It's pretty incredible how they're able to be here for us. You know, for me, I'm inspired by people like Scott Jurek, like an ultra runner, Rich Roll too. Like, I try my best to be plant-based. I'm not 100% plant-based, but I think that they really, like, they have just such positive attitudes, and they're just so strong, and, you know, for me, that's great. And I'm trying to think if, I don't know, that's all I can think of right now.
No, that's great. Absolutely amazing. I haven't met Rich Roll, but I met Scott Jurek last year.
Nice.
And I was at a conference, and he was speaking at the conference as well. And he was talking. It was right when he finished the Appalachian Trail and set a record. And I don't know if you heard, there's a movie that's coming out that he will be in that movie. And he showed the Game Changers movie.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it's about all the athletes, plant-based athletes who are rocking the world.
Yes,
and
I've
he's in
that
movie, and he showed us a little video from his run, his hike
cool.
run that is going to be part of it. Parts of it are going to be in Game Changers, and mm-hmm. the footage is absolutely amazing. I'm so excited for that movie
That's
to
awesome.
Come out. It's going to be really cool.
Great.
Okay, and then so my last question I always finish with what does kindness mean to you, and how do you get to practice it in your daily life?
Oh, great question. Yeah. So for me, kindness is, it's a way for you or others to really show that you care and show a positive attitude. I think that I really try and show it with being positive and with at November Project, just having, like, bringing that movement and trying to be personal to people and really connect with them and find out, you know, who they are, not just like just passing by and living life, just sort of doing it. That's what I think of for kindness.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for the interview, and thank you for all the work that you guys do, bringing people together on such a positive note and with such positive motivation.
You're welcome. I had a blast, and I'm really excited and hope that your listeners come out, and if you at all have questions, you can just talk to me or Christian or Tina now. She's a not a newbie. You're a veteran.
Not anymore.
So
yes.
You can tell
back.
Them about it, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For more information, you can go to followyourkind.com or follow me on Instagram @kindchristina. Please also subscribe to the show and give me a good review. Thanks for stopping by.